This is episode 444, Why Being Authentic is Always Your Best Strategy, with Lisa.
Welcome to Over It and On With It. I'm your host, Christine Hassler, and for over a decade, I've been a life coach, speaker, and author. Each week, you'll hear me work directly with a caller as I coach them through a goal they want to accomplish or an obstacle they may be facing. I'll provide a blend of practical and spiritual advice, as well as tangible actions you can apply to your own life. Now, let's get on with the episode.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the show. As always, I love having you here. Thank you so much for listening. If you hadn't had a chance yet, please go over and rate and review the show. It really helps the show grow. And I read all of your reviews and appreciate them so very much. Today's episode specifically is about dating and calling in the one, but it really applies to any situation in which you're trying to invite something, call something into your life that may or may not be happening. And you're looking at, all right, what do I need to do? And what you'll learn in this call is really nothing. It's all about being authentic. So today's episode and my last Coach's Corner with Alexandra Roxo, we talked a lot about dating and relationships and intimacy. So it seems to be the season for that again. And I wanted to give you way in advance notice that Steph and I will be teaching another live Be the Queen. We haven't done so in a couple years, and we are so excited to do it again. It'll probably be launching in September, October. And we always have early bird pricing and early bird bonuses. So if you want to get on the early bird list, go to christinehassler.com/queen. So you are the first to know about the launch and the program. You'll also be able to do a longer payment plan the earlier you sign up. So again, go to christinehassler.com/queen. Our Be the Queen program is for women who want to call in an epic relationship. We've had hundreds of graduates. It's a three-month course that we teach live. We also have the evergreen available. If you want to get started now, you can go to christinehassler.com/be the queen. But the live course is great because you get that live coaching from us. And when you enroll in Be the Queen, you also get live monthly coaching calls with myself or Steph and all the alumni that we do ongoing. So it's a really, really great way to get support, both in dating, and so many of the women that are now on the alumni calls are in relationships. So now we're giving relationship advice. All right, as you're listening to this call, consider, have you been trying to strategically date or strategically do something to get what you want and it's really not working? Do you question that the way you are isn't going to get you what you want? Are you somebody that does things differently than most people and think that maybe that's what needs to change? And finally, do you really, really trust that you can receive what you want? Maybe not in the form or exact timing, but you really can receive what you're yearning for without having to change yourself. So keep these questions in mind as you listen to my coaching call with Lisa. Before we dive in, I want to thank my sponsors this week. The first is Aqua True. I love Aqua True water purifiers. They use a 4-stage reverse osmosis process to purify your water. It's a fancy way of saying the water goes through a very thorough filtering process. Aqua True removes 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters. I love my Aqua True because it just can sit on my countertop. I fill it up with water, goes through, and I get great tasting water that I trust to put in my body and my daughter's body as well. Their countertop purifiers work with no installation or plumbing, and they have water purifiers to fit every type of home, from those countertop purifiers like the one I have to higher capacity under sink options. Aqua True uses the same technology utilized by all major bottled water brands, but now is available for you at your home without all the waste. Plus, you'll save money. Just one set of filters from their classic purifier makes the equivalent of 4,500 bottles of water. So it's time to get peace of mind and great tasting water with Aqua True. My listeners receive 20% off any Aqua True purifier. Go to aquatrue.com, that's AQUATRU.com, and enter code over it at checkout. Plus, Aqua True comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it, send it back for a refund minus the shipping. One last time, that's 20% off Aqua True water purifiers when you go to aquatrue.com and use promo code over it. And my next sponsor is Organifi.
Organifi's been a long-time sponsor of my show because I love them so much. Organifi is a line of organic superfood blends that offer plant-based nutrition with high-quality ingredients and less than 3 grams of sugar. I love all their products. Today, I'm going to highlight their red juice. This is what I do instead of coffee. I really love their red juice. It is a delicious superfood berry blend of premium organic superfoods that contain potent adaptogens, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of cordyceps. This is how you promote energy with zero caffeine and only 2 grams of sugar. Everything is 100% organic, super antioxidant rich, tastes delicious even in plain water, no need for a blender, helps increase and support and promote energy with natural herbs, additional mushrooms, and antioxidants. So I have it at around like 233 when that lull rolls around. And it's a way to just like regulate my blood sugar and help me just have a bit of a boost with zero caffeine. It's in a healthy way. You can put it in your purse or your backpack or whatever, put it in a water bottle, shake it up, and there you go. Also, I don't know if you know this, but your purchase of Organifi Red Juice does make a difference. Organifi partners with Vitamin Angels to work to prevent illness, blindness, and vitamin deficiency for innocent children suffering across the globe. So know that your purchase is doing good as well. You can get 20% off all of your Organifi orders when you go to Organifi.com/overit or use promo code OVERIT at checkout. That's Organifi.com. Use promo code OVERIT at checkout. Lisa, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Thanks so much, Christine. So right now, I'm in a really big transitional period. I was in a relationship for about a year. Really, the entire time was very toxic. He cheated on me with his ex-girlfriend like a month in, and I stayed because I'm getting older and I felt like it was something that maybe we could work through. But the entire time we were together, it was very just emotionally and verbally abusive, a lot of gaslighting, a lot of just confusion. And then towards the end, it turned a little bit physically abusive. So I ended up leaving. I told him I was going to go visit some friends in Washington. And I just kind of packed up my SUV and my 2 dogs and I drove. I think I knew that I was going to end it, but I just kind of living in the same house with him wasn't in a clear enough headspace and like didn't feel like I had the strength to be like, yeah, I'm going to end this. It just felt like a lot of the loose ends we would have to tie up if I did it there. And I didn't have the strength to do that. So I drove to Washington. As soon as I got there, one of my friends introduced me to a guy that was wonderful. And so I didn't really give myself the opportunity to mourn or grieve or process. I kind of am someone that very much believes in like signs and synchronicities. And I was like, I got there and I broke up with the guy. And then this other guy just instantly shows up. And I was like, this is it. Like this is the thing. I'm like being rewarded by the universe. But so that kind of helped to keep me distracted and happy for like a month, but that just ended the other day. And so now I don't know what I'm doing. I'm living in Airbnbs. I am pretty nomadic by nature. Partnership is something that I want more than anything. And it has been the thing that I have just struggled with the very most in my life. There have been times in my life where I've been very nomadic. So this feels comfortable to me right now. I just feel very stuck, right? I just turned 37 about a month ago. And as I was stepping in to that 37th year, I was like, yes, I just got out of this horrible relationship, but I've just met this amazing guy. Everything is so good. And then, you know, not even a month later to have all of that just fall away. Mm-hmm. I feel really sad.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. It's a lot on the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess my question is, I don't know what to do. Things in my life have come very easy. Things like career. If I've ever wanted a different position, even into an area I've never had any kind of experience before, that's always been so easy for me to achieve. Traveling on my own, figuring things out, having a sense of adventure. All of those things have been so easy for me. But love and partnership, which again is truly the most important thing to me, I just can't figure out. And I don't want to waste more time, but I really want that. And I just feel so stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to back up for a minute. You said you know, partnership is the area in life you've struggled in. When you say that, what do you mean by that?
I mean that I never have found what I've been looking for. I think I have a history, like I said, I've been very nomadic in my life. I have a history of getting a job, moving somewhere, getting so excited about this new place and kind of like romanticizing it. But like, you know, I remember when I was younger, I moved to Chicago and I was like, this is it. This is where everything is going to happen for me. And friendships flourished and my career flourished, but I had bad dating experiences. So then, you know, a year later, I was like, I'm moving. I'm going somewhere else because that wasn't it. And I think that I constantly settle. I have a very large fear mindset and scarcity mindset of what I want does not exist. And if I don't see it quickly in the place that I'm at, then I need to leave because that person is not, it's just like, I'm on this constant mission to find the partner. And then I get scared. So I'll settle for something that I know is not right. Like, obviously I knew when I was getting cheated on, this is not right, but I was scared. And I thought, well, I'm older, like I can figure this out. But that is, I think, just been the big problem is I want to be chosen and but I'm not choosing and I'm not choosing myself in that. And I know all of that. I just think in the back of my mind, I have this like societal clock ticking of like, why am I still alone? You know, why am I getting older and everyone else can find the person and I can't.
Right. Well, and if we get a lot of altitude on it and we even kind of philosophize for a moment, it's just a social construct.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that would say monogamy isn't natural. Having one person for life is natural. Right. And we're supposed to have all these partnerships and the whole point of life is to learn and grow. Right. And I really hear that you want a committed relationship. So I want to just break down a couple of things. So you've mentioned the nomadic thing several times. Do you think that's a problem?
I do. When I'm doing it, I love it. I love it so much, but I am an introvert by nature. So I'm not someone that like, if I'm like recently, I spent a lot of time in Joshua Tree prior to this last relationship and I loved it, but there's no one there, you know? And, and when I would go to a coffee shop, I might see someone that I would feel like, well, I could strike up a conversation with that person, but I tend to be really shy. And so I won't. And then, like if I'm just kind of doing my own thing, I love it. And I love being alone, but I do feel that that's a problem for cultivating a partnership.
Okay. Yeah. Why? What I'm doing is really, because part of what I hear a lot is confused. And so what I hear is like a lot of figuring it out, not really standing in who you are, what you love, and what you're calling in, and trusting that will happen.
Yeah. You're very right. I'm constantly analyzing I moved to Denver many years ago because it was called Menver and I thought, well, surely. I am not being authentic to who I am. It doesn't feel good to me to be in one place for a long period, but I do find myself doing what I quote unquote think I should be doing. Yeah.
Well then that's a problem. That's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
See, I believe that we are much more likely to call in an aligned person when we're living our best life, when we're doing the things that we love to do. You could be in Joshua Tree and randomly someone could introduce you to someone that lives in Croatia. You know, you just never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But what I really want to support you in is because what I hear underneath all of this, Lisa, is this sense of like, I don't know how to do this and I'm doing it wrong. And that's what I'm curious about. Like, where does this sense of like, I'm doing it wrong. I got to do something differently. Like, I'm not doing it right. Is that a pattern that's been with you just since you've been in dating and relationship, or does that track back even further?
I mean, it definitely tracks back further. I have a very traumatic relationship with my family from childhood that I've done a lot of work on, but I definitely had to be very performative to get just affection from my parents. Like if I have an engineering degree and everyone in my family is an engineer, so I kind of had to follow that math and science track. But if I got a C on a test, I was in so much trouble. But if I got an A, like that's when, you know, my dad would say he loved me. And so I had to perform a certain way to get the affection that I wanted. And I think that in relationship, I'm seeing that, you know, for many people, that means that they live in one place and they, you know, they have a very corporate job and then they meet someone and then they move to the suburbs. Like I think I have this performative story in my mind of I have to do these things to get the affection mm-hmm. that I'm wanting. And if I do something different, I won't get that.
Right. And that's risky.
Yeah.
I can see why you're confused, because there's a big part of you that doesn't agree with that.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all. Like that, all of that feels icky to me in my, I mean, if you were to say, Lisa, you have to live in the same space for 4 years, I would, is so gross to me. It just feels really not good in my body.
Does it feel good in your body to be with the same person for 4 years?
Yeah, that does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So the image I got is like there's a presidential debate going on mm-hmm. and you're like both candidates. Like you're mm-hmm. over here saying, no, this is the way it should be. And then you're over here saying, no, this is the way you should be. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's confusing because it's like, wait a second. It's me on both podiums, but I'm saying completely different things. So one of the things that I hope you take away from this conversation mm-hmm. is really looking at this doubt and this should and this questioning and this trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Because when you said, okay, if you asked me if I want to live in the same place for 4 years, you had an immediate body response, which is a truth. Like our body really always knows.
Yeah.
So there are things you know, but you're doubting yourself. Mm-hmm. And that doubt energy and that analyzing energy and that trying to figure it out energy is going to put you in a vibration that is unstable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's not stability and confusion.
No. And I feel that so strongly. When I'm living a life that I love, I'm so vibrant and I feel like this really bright light. And I do like feel magnetic and I tend to draw a lot of people in. But when I'm muffling that part of me, I don't have any of that. So that does make so much sense. Yeah.
Right. So what is there to be confused about?
I mean, not really a lot when you lay it out like that. Like I know the things that make me passionate. I think it's just mm-hmm. stepping away from, and I know the things that I know when I feel the most vibrant. Like I'm so grateful to have had experiences that have allowed me to know when I'm really in my authenticity. Right. It's the fear of like what I feel is doing what like no one else is doing. You know, it's the, just like, I feel like I'm going it alone, but then I could also say, well, I'm really going it alone when I'm confining myself because I'm not happy.
Right.
So I'm alone. So might as well go it alone and like do something that's joyful.
Yes.
To me. Yeah.
Because because there is the part of me that's like, is this nomadic thing an escapism thing? It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you just really love it.
Yeah. I do just really love it. Yeah.
Great. And in terms of the abusive relationship and then this sort of rebound relationship, mm-hmm. there, when you have this instability that you're creating within your own nervous system, your own body, your own energetic, you're not going to attract stability. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think you think of stability as living in one place. That's actually not your version of stability. Your version of stability is like being really grounded in your truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's like 100%. Trying to, you know,
make yourself stay in a relationship after cheating, after you know it wasn't it. It's like making yourself stay in a city that you don't want to be in and trying to convince yourself that it's okay. Mm-hmm. So a lot less trying to convince yourself, a lot less shooting all over yourself, and more of like, this is who I am. This is what I love. And I trust that the most aligned partner is going to come in this vibration. Because would you want to be with a man who was locked down to a job in a city and like had to be in one place?
No, no, right. I would not at all.
Right. But if you start living that life, that's who you're going to attract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so true. Because the people that are showing up now are those people that are like, I've been in this area for my whole life. And I'm just like, ugh. So yes, but that's how I'm like, that's the vibration I'm putting out there right now.
Right.
So that would make sense that that's what's showing up.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And this is something I just see with so many women. You know, I don't have 37-year-old men calling me and going, I'm running out of time. They're living their best life.
I know. I see it. I rarely get on social media, but I have lately. And I see all these, you know, single men traveling and I'm like, cool. Like they're out, you know, I can see that they're out there, but yeah, they're not worried about these timelines. And that is really attractive. You know, if I think about like how I'm show, like, what do I look like every day when I'm not feeling very fulfilled? It's not attractive. Right. But then I see these people like doing the things that they love and they're just lit up and it doesn't even matter what they like physically look like. They're so attractive. Mm-hmm. You know, you like want to be friends with them.
Right.
That is me in my element. And that is really what I want to get back to. Yeah.
And if you could come from the perspective of like nothing in your life is missing, it'd be so amazing to have someone to share your life with and you're okay without it.
Yeah.
Like you're so full without it.
Yeah.
No, because
stop focusing on the void. Yeah.
Stop focusing on the void, because as you start to pay attention to my age and this and that and na, 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 and I should, and by this age and blah, 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 blah. It's all the social constructs you're buying into. And you seem like someone that doesn't really buy into that.
No. When I'm alone, I don't think about those things at all. It's like when I get back to society or I get on social media or, you know, I talk to someone, I'm like, oh yeah, there's that, you know?
Right. So in those moments, I want you to work on like wrangling a horse back in line. Because it's like your mind just like runs away with you and fear basically takes over. Mm-hmm. There's some part of your brain that's like, oh, maybe I'm not going to get what I want unless I do it this way. Because that's the way everybody else is doing it. Mm-hmm. So maybe me being different isn't okay. And that probably has some roots to childhood about feeling different in some way.
Yep.
And like that wasn't going to go well for you. And so you better be more like other people, you know, in order to be fill in the blank.
Yeah.
So it's like helping little Lisa go, it's okay. Like, yes, fear. Yes, it can feel scary to do things a little differently. And this is who we are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And really watch, because as soon as that horse runs away with you towards the direction of like all the shoulds, you lose yourself and you're going to feel confused.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you split yourself in two.
Yeah. Yeah, that really resonates. Yeah.
So let's look at this last relationship. What ended up happening?
Well, the abusive one, I just
that one I know
and left. Yeah. And then this other one, he is just like a year out of a divorce. He just quit his job. He's going to go travel the world, and that was a hard one for me because we really were hitting it off, and I have experienced, you know, very distant relationships while I've been nomading. And there are so many fun ways to stay connected, but that wasn't something that he, I guess, had experienced or like felt could work. And so he kind of just walked away because of that, because he just didn't feel that,
right,
you know, we had that. And And so I can see that, like, yeah, I need a partner that also, you know, agrees that, like, there, you know, there are ways to stay connected, and like, and that's no problem. I know that that was a big disconnect for us, but it was really painful because that was someone that I truly felt more seen from than I'd ever felt seen by, you know, any other guy. So that one, it was really painful, but I can see that there was just a big misalignment there.
Right. Because this is the whole kind of, this is great because I can really paint this picture. So You are someone who knows who you are and has found yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what you like. Mm-hmm. You're not on this quest to figure out who you are. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you like to travel, but that's not because you're looking for something.
No.
He, post-divorce, is trying to figure out who the heck he is. Yeah. So his desire to travel is more like a exploration, trying to figure it out mode.
Yes.
So you match in the sense of like, you're trying to figure out relationship and all this stuff. He's trying to figure out where he is, but it's a mismatch in the sense of like why you both want to travel. So your mind can go, oh, we're such a match because we both want to travel. But the value that's driving that choice is different.
100%. Yes. Yeah. He's really not traveled that much. And he was with someone for like 14 years. So I can definitely understand. Yeah. The desire to like, who am I on my own? For sure. I definitely get that. And I have done a lot of introspection and solo travel and have really figured out those pieces. I think for me, it's just living the way I know myself to be.
Right. Yeah. So if you can kind of be in more of a, oh, thank goodness, because I really don't want to take someone on who's trying to figure things out when I'm breaking out of my pattern of being in figuring it out mode and actually just living my life.
Yeah. That feels really good to reframe it like that. Cause I was just feeling so sad and so frustrated again. That is like, we just had this instant connection and I recognize it definitely could just be because I was leaving one thing and I was like, this is great.
And he was leaving one thing too.
And he was leaving one, you know, and that was exciting. And, but it feels really good to reframe it as like a good, you know, like that's not a match. And I'm glad we figured that out soon. And
yes,
we can just move on from that. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Exactly. So what are you confused about?
Well, now I'm not confused about anything.
Great.
I feel really good. Yeah. This has provided a lot of clarity. I think what feels exciting to me is kind of just mapping out like places I would like to go and what, you know, what feels good right now and getting excited for that instead of just sitting in this moment of overwhelm and like, what am I doing? Yeah.
And in those adventures and moments when you're, you know, on a great hike or even on the airplane or whatever, talk to him because he exists, right?
Yeah.
Like he exists on the planet somewhere.
Yeah.
Just don't know where yet. Bring him into your adventure. Start energetically connecting.
Okay.
And not from a place of, oh, when are you going to come? And like, this would be so much fun without you.
Yeah.
We're like, here we go. Isn't this exciting? And let's toast some champagne or let's go check out this restaurant. You don't have to do it all the time, but bring it in to your embodiment. So you start to feel like what your, I'd even call it different than nomadic because I just don't like that expression. It has connotations to it. Like there's something's wrong. And so you have to keep moving.
Yeah.
So I want you to find another word, but just your lifestyle, you know, like, start energetically bringing him in and see what that feels like.
That's I would call it an adventurous lifestyle. And I love the idea of just like, energetically, you know, thinking he's there and we're going to go on this awesome hike and do all, you know, I love that.
Yeah. Awesome. Does this help?
I feel so much better. Yeah. I was like, today was a rough one and I just was about to have a breakdown and then your email came through and I was like, oh, Yeah. It could not be like more universally perfect. So yes, this helps so much. I have so much gratitude for you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Sometimes we just really need to be reminded that we're not doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
there's really nothing to figure out.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like flowing. Yeah.
Just living, just being. Yes.
Yeah. Just thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa, for your authenticity. Thank you for being so real and open and honest. This is one of the biggest things I see with dating, especially with women. You know, women, one of our superpowers is we are highly adaptable. And that can be a beautiful asset, and it can also be a liability, because often we think we need to adapt in a way to get a man, or to not scare someone off, or to fill in the blank. Like in Lisa's case, an example was, well, I need to adapt my nomadic lifestyle. And we changed the word. I need to adapt my adventurous lifestyle so that I can hunker down and find a man. Anytime we're doing that, we're actually contracting. It becomes more a shadow side of a superpower than an actual superpower, because it doesn't feel super powerful to contract ourselves and to try to be something we're not. And I got a lot of dating advice when I was single, some helpful, a lot not so helpful. It's one of the reasons I'm so passionate about our Be the Queen program. And one of the things that I heard over and over again is, Christine, you need to stop traveling. You need to stop being so busy. And it just didn't sit well with me, because like, that's who I am. That's what I love to do. And I contemplated it because I really, really, really wanted a relationship. And I trusted the people that were giving me feedback, but it just felt like contracting. It felt like a big contraction. And so I didn't do that. I thought, I'm going to meet my person when I'm living my best life. So I do want to clarify that doing our work, doing our inner work, looking at our inner child wounds, our unresolved issues with our parents, I would say are one of the biggest blocks to really calling in the relationship we desire. And our unresolved issues from childhood, basically the beliefs and patterning that we're still carrying around that really isn't moving us in the direction that we want to go in. And that's what Steph and I really help you shift and be the queen. Yes, doing that work is important, but there's a certain point that we get to where we're like, okay, now it's time for me to live. It's just time for me to live, and living in alignment with who I am is going to bring in the kind of partner that's in the most perfect alignment. So trust that. All right, everyone, that's our show for today. Sending you so much love and many blessings. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to Over It and On With It. I love hearing from you, so please post your comments or questions at christinehasler.com/podcast. That's also the place you can sign up to receive coaching from me in an upcoming episode. And if you love this show, please share it and subscribe in iTunes. You can find all my social media handles and sign up to be part of my community at christinehasler.com. Until next week, here's to getting over it and on with it. Much love and many blessings.